I pride myself on just being perfect, you know. Nobody really remembers anything but, you know, your last catch or your last buck. So, you know, I think I caught about 7 today, but I needed that one. And
I got my cleats on.
If I could have did anything different, it's probably because the ball hit my elbow and made it come out. I probably would have tucked it with one hand and then broke my fall with the other hand as opposed to bringing the, you know what I mean, bringing the ball down. But I'm just hard on myself.
How is the relationship with Julius? It seems like it's really productive for both of you.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't mean that in terms of personally. I mean on the field pushing each other.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm about to say. Like, we're just we work off each other, and he'll do something that I like. I'll be like, oh, okay. Then I'll do something that he like, and then we'll talk about it, then try to incorporate it into our game, and just really push each other out there. And we know that if we're at our best, you know, we give us a good chance to do some good things.
You haven't always had that kind of pressure behind you pushing it. At this point in your career, you really haven't had it since Kyle was here.
No, I know, and it's so good to be able to just go out there and relax and, you know that you got help and know that the man next to you in your own room has your back and pulling for you.
When they hired Greg Olsen, you and I had a conversation. You told me how excited you were. Now you're on the practice field. Is it what you thought it would be?
It's everything I thought it would be. I mean, me and Ole talked before he even got here when he was with the Raiders. I mean, you know, I have so much respect for him, and just the way how he conducts his business. He's just a real man that's a coach. You know what I mean? He's not a guy that's just out there with a chip on his shoulder. He's a real guy that actually cares about you, and that's a great coach. So.
10th training camp for you. Excited about it? Ready to get it over with already? What's training camp mean to you?
You know what? It's, for me, it's a lot. It just makes emotions. I feel like, you know, once you have 10 of them, you're like, oh, okay, I can't wait till this is over. But at the same time, you know, training camp is building calluses for war. You know what I mean? So it's a necessary evil. I don't mind it. You know, and as long as I'm out there, I'm going to give all I got.